The USDA Forest Service began conducting controlled burns in Bath County in February and will continue those burns in Bath and Allegheny counties in the next few months, according to a recent press release from the U.S. Forest Service. Controlled burns improve wildlife habitat by restoring open woodlands and grasslands to the forest landscape. Fire specialists from the George Washington and Jefferson National Forests and the Nature Conservancy are planning to treat several areas in Bath and Allegheny counties in Virginia with cooperation from the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation, and the Virginia Department of Forestry. Fire specialists will complete these controlled burn projects between now and late May 2020. Safety is their primary concern during these controlled burns. The fire specialists assigned to these projects are highly trained and have years of experience in protecting surrounding communities, themselves, and the land they are working to restore. Experienced fire specialists will closely monitor local weather conditions such as wind and humidity and will adjust the schedule as needed to ensure the safety of both crew members and local residents. Prior to burning, crews construct and designate fire breaks to ensure the fire does not leave the burn area. The fire will move slowly in areas, but in grassy lands may spread rapidly with high flames for short periods of time within the containment lines. Some individual trees will burn, but the fire should travel mostly across the forest floor in wooded areas. Areas of the forest will be closed for safety reasons during the controlled burns. Forest Service personnel ask that you please follow posted signs and comply with trail closures when they occur. Depending on wind direction, residents and travelers in the area may see or smell smoke. These burns are being conducted because young forest, open areas, and critical wildlife habitat are being lost due to 100 years of fire suppression and the natural aging of the forest. The lands need fire to be healthy, according to the Forest Service. Prescribed burns create open areas where a diverse mix of grasses, plants, and wildflowers grow and provide valuable food and cover for wildlife. The Monongahela National Forest will also be conducting prescribed burns on about 1,500 acres in Pendleton, Randolph, and Pocahontas counties from March through May, weather permitting. The areas planned for prescribed burns this spring include Big Mountain, west and southwest of Cherry Grove in Pendleton County, Middle Mountain, south of Huntersville in Pocahontas County, and Cheat Summit Fort, west of Huttonsville in Randolph County. This year, the Forest Service will also be burning brush piles at various locations in Pocahontas and Pendleton counties to enhance grazing allotments and improve wildlife habitat. Pile burning may take place at any time of the year when conditions permit. Each burn area will be closed to the public on the day of the burn and may be closed for several days after to ensure public safety. Signs will be posted on roads near all prescribed burn areas before and during burning. Residents and forest visitors may see and smell smoke for several days. If you encounter smoke on the highway, please slow down, turn on your vehicle's lights, and drive appropriately for the conditions. You'll find a list of the planned prescribed burn locations and other information about these burns with this story at our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.